At Amdale Pharmacy, a neighborhood on the outskirts of Conakry, hungry youth took to the street early Thursday, mounting roadblocks and touching tires. Isiakaba explains their grievances. He says their rights have been taken. He says there is no freedom of expression, even as journalists. Ba says there is no freedom of movement, and the demonstration today has been peaceful, so no one can stop them. Police spokesman Mori Kaba warns demonstrators will be arrested for disruptive actions. He says there are still some problems along the roads and that anyone caught throwing stones or disturbing public peace will be arrested. Kaba also says the police have called in special intervention units to maintain order. The protests were organized by several activist groups known as the Dynamic of Kenyan Civil Society Organizations. One of the organizers, Alpha Bayo, explains why they decided to ignore the ban on the demonstration. He says, as civil society organizations, it is their responsibility to call attention to the country's problems so the military will respect its commitment to return the country to civilian rule on December 31st this year. He says, nothing they have seen assures them that the junta will respect its commitment to end its rule this year. Edward Zutomo, an opposition leader, blames the current situation on the Economic Community of West African State, or ECOWAS.
ECOWAS has been absent from Guinea for over a year now. We don't even know if they're planning to come back. So as long as it is like that, to me, they can probably even stay there, because it's been a year, nothing is happening. So what are they going to come to do now? We are denouncing them because we want them to change the way they're doing things.
In a communique on Thursday, the organizing groups thanked those who answered the call to demonstrate. The statement condemns what it calls excessive force by security forces on demonstrators. The organizing group said security forces have arrested four of their members and blamed the security forces for the death of 10 demonstrators. Most of the members of the civil society Dynamic have gone into hiding for fear of arrest. The state prosecutor on Monday threatened to charge the organizers in court if they ignored the ban on demonstrations. Businesses have remained closed throughout the demonstration in the opposition strongholds on the outskirts of Conakry, disrupting daily economic activity. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.